Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man.
Music not used in the musical. This is Soundcheck. I'm Elliot Forrest, in for John Schaefer. Spider-Man has starred in comic books, a blockbuster movie franchise, and yes, this slightly hokey television cartoon. Now he's on Broadway, finally. The drama surrounding the new musical Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, has been talked about more than just about anything on Broadway lately. After numerous delays and a price tag of $65 million, the Spider-Man musical got its first preview performance last night at Broadway's Foxwood Theater. New York Times theater reporter Patrick Healy was there, and he joins us to tell us about it. Patrick, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Boy, this has been talked about for a long time. We thought it was going to come. We thought it was going to go. Bono and The Edge did the music. Julie Taymor from The Lion King, a great pedigree as a Broadway director. How did it go for you last night?
Well, it was interesting to see. It was about 3 hours and 40 minutes long from start to finish. They were hoping for about 2.5 hours, and they had to stop, you know, about five times to work on different technical problems, which I think was probably exciting the first time it happened for the audience, which usually doesn't see a Broadway show stop. But by the fifth time, you know, there was some impatience unfolding. One
How unusual is
yelled
that?
Out. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty unusual. You know, we had one musical this fall, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, that also had technical problems and had to stop, but it is rare.
Yeah, and to have it stop literally five times and in some cases for 3, 4, 6, 8 minutes, have you ever seen that before?
No, I've never seen that before. Usually what happens, a Broadway major new Broadway musical like this will open out of town for, you know, a month or 2 months somewhere in Minneapolis or Seattle or somewhere, another city, and kind of work out its problems, sort of figure out not only the technical problems that might slow a show down or even stop it, but also the story problems. What don't people understand? Where is the audience sitting without clapping or laughing for long stretches? Where do they not seem to be enjoying themselves, even holding focus groups on what's working and what's not. Spider-Man is opening cold on Broadway. Last night was the first time they'd ever run the thing from beginning to end in a fairly quick fashion. You know, and the audience was sitting still, you know, and silent for long periods. There wasn't a ton of laughter. There wasn't a ton of applause. But those 7 or 8 moments when there was actual flying going on through the theater where Spider-Man was over our heads, there was quite a bit of oohing and aahing and applause, and a lot of the kids were very excited.
You say that they haven't done it this way in the past, but Spider-Man actually set up camp in this theater ahead of time for what,
sure,
the last year or so or more?
Basically, they were in the theater and renovating it. You know, they ripped up all of the seats, you know, renovated the stage, worked on the acoustics, which were notoriously weak in that sort of very, very large theater, you know, for more than a year. But as many of your listeners may be aware of, the show ran out of money because it was just so expensive and the producers couldn't raise enough money, so work on the show basically stopped. They got into the theater in about mid-September to start running what's called sort of technical rehearsals, which means working on all the special effects and the flying and the lights and so on. So they've had, you know, 2+ months, which is a lot longer than usually the 2 to 3 weeks that most shows spend on technical rehearsals. But on the one hand, it gives you a sense of how technically complex the show is. On the other hand, it gives you a sense of just sort of how high a kind of challenging bar they've set for themselves. And, you know, it can be hard to sort of see a smooth show when you have so much going on.
I guess it was just technically impossible for them to try to do it anywhere else but where they're doing it right now, so they couldn't have really worked it out. Tell us about the music. What did it sound like?
Sure. It sounded like there were quite a few ballads, I think more than a lot of people expected, sort of moody, slow, you know, heartfelt music as opposed to, you know, really kind of like exciting, heart, you know, heart pumping, you know, rock tunes. It had, you know, definitely more of a, you know, guitar-heavy sound, which, you know, reflects certainly the Edge's work on it as sort of lead guitarist for U2. You know, there weren't a lot of songs that, to me at least, necessarily sounded like, okay, classic identifiable U2 songs. Also, the singers, Reeve Carney, the lead singer, an actor who plays Peter Parker in Spider-Man, you know, has quite a different voice than Bono does. So it doesn't necessarily sound as much like U2 as, say, the Broadway musical American Idiot. You know, somehow those singers are almost able to kind of channel Green Day. It oftentimes sounds like their music.
At $65 million, has someone done the math at full capacity for how long on Broadway and how long on tour? Can this show ever make its money back?
Sure, it can. It would have to run at least a few years at full capacity on Broadway, selling out night after night after night. That's a very, very high bar to set. It's the bar that the musicals Wicked and The Lion King have basically set, and it's way too early to tell, you know, if it's capable of that. It does have the built-in advantages of the Marvel comic name, popularity. Spider-Man is a popular figure. The word of mouth is going to be incredibly important on this show, whether parents see it as a family show, something that they can take their kids to. I know some parents last night were saying it was more adult, more dark, more complicated as a story than they were expecting, as opposed to something like The Lion King, which Julie Taymor also worked on. So the word of mouth is going to be, you know, critical for this, because it's unclear if the theater critics are going to weigh in, you know, on this show positively. So that's going to be really key. But the idea is right, is to run it on Broadway, hopefully have great success there, and then start touring it in lots of different cities, bring it to Vegas, have it be kind of a big arena Cirque du Soleil spectacle type show out there, and, you know, make a huge amount of money on the road. I mean, it is $65 million on the one hand. On the other hand, Lion King has made several billion dollars since it opened,
right,
you know, 14 years ago, and a lot of people thought The Lion King, you know, didn't sound all that great. We knew the movie, we knew the music, a lot of puppets.
Right,
you know,
and it's a huge hit everywhere, all over the planet. We've only got about a minute left. You are a theater reporter, and the article in The Times today shouldn't be confused with an opening review.
Sure.
But there's a lot of blog words out there. A lot of people are writing about the fact that some of the other papers seem to write a review already on the first preview. That's not fair or typical, I guess, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people say, you know, it's sacrosanct to allow the preview period, which we've now just begun, to be left alone by the media, both critics and reporters like myself, that we shouldn't go in there and start, you know, reporting on what we're seeing, that the show's still a work in progress, that the custom, you know, is to have an opening night, and the critics come in right before the opening night.
Tell us the date of that again.
It's January 11th, 2011, so about 6 weeks from now.
All right.
So, yeah, no, there was quite a bit of criticism, and, you know, more for the other papers, because they really wrote what feels like reviews declaring the show to be a, you know, disaster or a failure. In some cases, you know, we, you know, took it pretty seriously. We just tried to sort of bring our readers inside the theater, give them a sense of what was going on almost minute by minute, you know, give them a little, you know, hopefully things to, you know, smile at or be curious about or laugh at or, you know, just give you a sense of being there.
Thank you so much, Patrick Healy, theater reporter for the New York Times, talking about the first preview performance of Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, on Broadway. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Still to come, a performance from the LA indie band Warpaint, live in the Soundcheck studio. I'm Elliot Forrest, in today for John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there! Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, welcome fame.